state wrestling coverage on Q92, brought to you by State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Canby Farmers Grain, Prairie Brand Seeds, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mosing Chiropractic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, American Surplus in Montevideo, Minneota Building Center, First Security Bank of Canby, Dawson Truck Parts, Prairie Winds Wellness, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Norm's Machinery Repair, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Olson Dray Service, Farmers Co-op Elevator, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Heartland Eye Care, Madison Bottling Company, Ludwig's and Tyler, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Cockleman Construction, Larson Brothers Concrete, Sather Building Supplies, Gislason's Hardware. State wrestling brought to you by Countryside Auto, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Motor Company, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, and AGP, Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson. And let's head on over to the XL Energy Center. We've got Dick Newman and Danny Lee standing by with wrestling.
Well, thank you, Maynard. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the annual state wrestling tournament held every year at the XL Energy Center. Class AA is wrestling first. They are underway. We do not have a participant that we're covering until Trevin Johnson comes out at 126 pounds, and he is up next. So we're on the air in case there's a pin, and right now there could be one here pretty soon. But a nice crowd here. AAA will follow Class AA, and then following that would be Class Single A, and we have four United wrestlers that we'll be covering in this session. As soon as Trevin's match is over, we'll hang up, and then we'll come back when Peyton Mortensen is out, and then followed by Austin Schmidt and Sam Hendrickson. And then we'll take a break, and then we have eight wrestlers from Class A, four from both Mineola and Canby. That starts somewhere around 1 o'clock. And we have a Carrasco from Mineola right away at 106 pounds, so it should be somewhere around that 1 o'clock time. Class Sam Hendrickson's match is scheduled to be over somewhere around 11 o'clock, so we'll be on and off from time to time, but it's always exciting, Danny.
Yeah, it is. We say this every year when we get down here that, where did the year go? But, we were here last night for the team tournament, and I really like the format that they have. They wrestle all the team on Thursday and then do the individuals on Friday and Saturday, and they're talking about going back to the old format where you kind of mix the team and the individuals together. And a lot of people were talking in the crowd, and everybody likes this so much better because you can focus on your team, and then once you get the team stuff done on Thursday, it's Friday, Saturday, it's all individuals. And I mean, you're in a different frame of mind. You're in a different frame of mind when you're wrestling team or you're wrestling individuals. So I like that format of when you got, your team all in one day. You set your goals there, and then you switch it over to the individual on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, pretty exciting.
Oh, they're always trying to improve it, the powers to be. And, I guess us, our opinions do count to a certain extent, but they're the ones with the final call. There's always a debate about the sport is dwindling in numbers and things like that, about changing weight classes and how many weight classes. And that goes back and forth with the powers to be, not only in the state of Minnesota, but the National Federation as well. So,
The big schools have a little more power to say, it seems like, in that too. And that's, they like the 14 kids. That's hard for us to fill out there with the smaller enrollments. And and that's another thing. It was one of that discussion when you talked to people in the crowd last night, let's do something with, a certain number for the smaller class, and then the bigger class can have their 14. And when you get to individual tournaments, then make it all 14. And if you have an open, you have an open. But it's hurting the team thing a little bit with 14 kids, I think. And it's just hard to fill all those.
Well, Minnesota's kind of a pioneer in things. They were the first ones to go into the into the team concept here, and they always set national attendance records, and a lot of states now do follow Minnesota's whatever they decide to do, so that's good. Well, we're talking about Trevin Johnson. We might as well talk about him. He is a sophomore. His parents are Ryan and Dana. He's only a ninth grader, but he's got 84 wins already, yeah. And about 70 of those are pins. And this year, his record is 33-5. This is how he got here. Last Friday and Saturday, he won by technical foul, 16-1, the 217 mark over Jacob Bertrang from New Ulm. And then in the semifinals, he won 11-2 over a higher seeded wrestler, Kale Stuber from Fairmont. And in the finals, that was an exciting match. He picked up a 5-0 lead in that right away over Jacob Prenti, but Prenti got off his back and came back and eventually won that match by the score 12-5. And Stuber came back and took third, so Trevin did not have to wrestle a true second match. So he's in here as a freshman. That's really important.
Trevin probably could have had one more pin in that tally, too, because he had Prunty pretty flat in the finals there. But, you know, once Prunty got off his back, the seniority come through. And, he beat him pretty easily then. But, it was exciting for Trevin just to put himself in that situation, and that's just a confidence builder for a young man like him.
Well, he is going to be wrestling a senior. He's ranked number 5 in the state by the Guillotine from Grand Rapids, way up north, 47-3 record. He was in the team concept yesterday, so Trevin could watch him. And this is all, Josh Holm is his name. And he won by fall over a Virginia kid in the first round. And then he won an 11-6 decision over a kid from Hibbing. And in the finals, he won a fall at the 5:24 mark over John Hall from Malacca to get become the section champ up in Section 7. So we heard, just mention how Trevin did and how his opponent, and how much time is?
Just a little over a minute. We got a little blood time going on, so.
Okay. You'll be out in shortly a minute.
Yeah.
Peyton Mortensen will be the next United wrestler at 160 pounds. So as mentioned, after we recap Trevin's match, then we'll probably send it back. Then we will send it back to the studio, and we'll come back in half an hour or whatever when Peyton comes out. And then following him will be at 182 pounds is Austin Schmidt, and then at heavyweight would be Sam Hendrickson. We'll see if we might send it back between matches, or it might stay on the air. But continuous wrestling of the 12 area of wrestlers that throughout the next 2 days, on and off. I know our girls basketball team, Lacaparo girls basketball team, playing tonight a big section game of the championship of the North against Mineota, and Paul Ringo will be doing that. And we'll see if we have to break into that or if we're good to go. It all depends on what happens down here.
Yeah, and the format, like we've talked before, for people that aren't sure how this all works, this first round, the winner advances, obviously, and then you sit and wait to see if he wins. Like the guy that Trevin's going to wrestle, if Trevin wins, he's in the next round, obviously, but then his opponent would have to sit and see if he wins again. If the person that beats you gets beat, you're out.
Yeah.
So and
one and done.
That's, yeah, so where Trevin's sitting, I mean, he's got a really tough kid to face, but he's not in a bad position if he does get beat, that he'll probably still be in the tournament in the wrestle back. So that's not a bad thing to be behind a kid that's ranked very high.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about changes and things like that, they're always looking at that. It'd be awfully nice to be guaranteed 2 matches.
Yeah, it would.
But you would have to add a day.
Another day.
You know, and we did have a four-day tournament years ago, and there's talk of going back to it, but the hotel expenses and meals and things like that are very bad. So that's the way it is right now. We have to be ready for it. Well, the match is over, so Trevin and Josh Holm will be coming out here.
Trevin's walking out to the corner. They got to check in at the head table. Each wrestler has to check in individually, or the coach, one of the two, has to go to the head table. So they make sure they have the right people out there, which is a good thing. It's just a little check.
Ross Jurgensen and Hank Ireland out there. And different to see a Grand Rapids coach that doesn't occupy 2 chairs.
Yeah, Big Jinxie, he was there for a long, long time. I don't know how many years he coached, but
quite a program. Home in there on a double leg takedown on Trevin. And Trevin scurrying around, but Holmes stayed with him, got the takedown. Trevin almost got out of it, but Josh Holmes eventually took him down.
Almost sat through on a little, kind of almost a little duck under as Holmes was trying to turn him over, and he come around the side there pretty good, but Holmes readjusted and took Trevin down.
No, he was up on his feet, and Holmes went underneath him and grabbed his leg and brought him back down to the mat, but Trevin got up on his feet, and he's trying to get up there again now. He's on his base.
Yeah, Holmes took him down there, kind of had a weave on him, and almost put Trevin to his back, but Trevin fought through it. There was a couple counts, but it was in between a break, so you got to have two consecutive counts to get points, and Trevin fought through that, so he didn't give up anything, so it's still only 2-0.
Yeah, he never had a chance to go into his takedown size. Holmes beat him to the punch there, but he's doing a good job of avoiding getting taken to his back. Holmes now is trying to go into a cradle. I don't know if he's got the hands locked up, but no.
Oh, and Trevin slides off the side, comes up to his feet. He's got a reverse headlock on him. He's trying to throw it. He's got to be careful so Holmes doesn't get him rolled over, and Holmes does reach up and get him in a near side cradle. He's got Trevin on his back right now. 30-some seconds to go here. 24 seconds to go in the period yet.
Well, he's up to his base now. No points have been awarded as Benny Clemens is still on, and now they go out of bounds, and can't see from here if it's two or
pretty
three.
Pretty sure it's three.
I'm pretty sure it's three as well. Yeah. So trailing 5-0. Still in the first period with just a few seconds left. Fresh start off the whistle. Trevin tries to sit out. Holmes breaks him back down to his base. Trevin, very physical young man for a ninth grader, but he is going against a senior.
Yeah.
And that maturity factor is some of a factor. Not intimidated at all, though. He's ready
sure
for
not,
the challenge.
Yeah. That ends the first period here, 5-0. Trevin won the flip, deferred, and Holmes chose to go neutral.
Now Trevin in on an upper body, able to get there.
Yeah, if he can catch him in one throw right here, he can tie this up real quick.
Oh. He does a duck under. He's got Trevin up in the air and brings him down, gets a takedown, leading now 7-0. Nice duck under.
Yeah, a little slide on his knee and underneath Trevin. There again, Trevin's quite a bit taller than Holmes, so that makes it easy for Holmes to get underneath him, and that's what he did. He shot in and got deep on his leg and took Trevin down.
But he's fighting to get to his base once again, trailing 7-0. And the beauty of the sport is you get out, and I think a big move can tie it right back up or win it for you.
Yeah, and Trevin's got that in his arsenal, no doubt about it. He loves to throw and lock up upper body, so he can make up points real quick.
Holmes trying to stack them now, and Trevin fights to get to his side, so no back points there.
Yeah, Trevin's doing a good job of countering some of the stuff that Holmes throwing at him, but Holmes probably is obviously a little more physical than Trevin right here, and able to just, he's going from one thing to the next. Trevin's staying busy, just trying to stay off his back right here.
I guess he didn't get 47 wins for nothing.
Right, exactly. 47-3.
Yep.
He's got Trevin rolled over right on the edge of the mat here. He took him over with an arm bar, and now he's got the leg crossed. Oh, there's the fall.
There's the fall. So,
333.
Trevin kind of pounds his fist on the mat, and now he becomes a cheerleader for Holmes. Does Holmes go into the next round? If Holmes wins, he'll grab a wrestle back. If he doesn't, Trevin is one and done.
Yeah.
But still, he gave it the
great experience. Great experience for a freshman.
Best effort and great experience, as Danny said. So, with that, we'll send it back to the station. When Peyton Mortensen is nearing his first match, we'll call back and have more wrestling action here from live from the Xcel Energy Center when we come back. Back to you at the station, Maynard and Paul.